kid goes to the mall in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting on the bench. You know the bench has holes in it?
Oh, yeah.
The aeration holes. He's sticking his hands in there, his fingers in there, and it gets stuck. The police or the fire department has to come and cut his hand out of the bench. They started taking video of it.
This is not funny. No, this is the only finger stuck.
And everybody is just laughing at him. Everybody, his mom is just around him laughing at him.
Great.
His hand's caught in the bench. Have you ever done something stupid to injure yourself?
I remember when I was a kid, I was trying to get this bottle of soda open and I couldn't get it open. Mm. And I tried and tried. And I'd seen my granny do this before where she would put the bottle inside it, like the opening of a door.
Okay.
And then pull the door and then so it would grip it and then she would twist the bottle. So, of course, I thought that was a good idea to do. So, of course, being a kid, soda, I'm like shaking away and stuff, and I'm putting it in a door and I'm moving it around because I was only young. And then, like, and all of a sudden, like, as it's opened, but it's exploded. And I know the lid came back and hit me in the head. I mean, it hurt at the time, but nothing to scar me. But I'd seen her doing it so many times. Like, that's cool to do. Granny does that. And then wrenching it away. But you're like, boom, because I'd been shaking the bottle prior. So stupid.
That's not even a smart way for your grandma to open a bottle, stick it in the door.
But she was opening. Tiny, so she didn't have a. You know, she was like 4'7". My granny, like she was real tiny. She's a real tater tot.
That makes no sense.
That's what she used to do.
This is why I'm glad we left you as a country a long time ago. That makes absolutely no sense. No. If you want a hint on what you need to do, you get a rubber band and put it around the lid. That's how that's how you get tight caps off. Use a rubber band. It helps with your grip. Gosh, you know, just when I think that you can't get any worse in my book.
Again.
We find these stories.